The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Oh, is that so? Well, I think you ain't seen nothing until you've heard part two of the Partially Examined Life Blade Runner episode, with an entire additional hour of conversation about Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by the great Philip K. Dick, and both movies covering a lot of weird and wacky topics. Here are some tidbits.
We haven't embraced the resource that every other great flourishing of the human race has embraced, which is having slave labor.
It's a hard thing to explain. Having a servant you can depend on in these troubled times, I find it reassuring.
I love the squirrel, Deckard. Every goddamn morning I feed it and change its papers.
What distinguishes human beings from replicants is this capacity for empathy that cannot be faked.
I felt like this was a picture of Sisyphus in the experience machine or something.
What has the activity of being a bounty hunter and killing androids done to him?
The radiation will mutate you, and that's how you become a special as opposed to a normal or regular.
Left to its own devices, it tends towards meaninglessness, it tends towards apathy, it tends towards kibble, both psychological and literal.
A little flying rocks and stuff like that.
I'm skeptical of a religious movement that requires emulation of the tragic, sacrificial main figure. But I certainly think there was something worth redeeming in it.
Fresh, you know, as you pointed out, Mark accuses him of just liking the sexy, empathizing with sexually attractive ones.
We don't have a young Obi-Wan to walk into the scene, and good thing that joy projections aren't really conscious.
You guys are so unsentimental.
He's looking for the Lexus of animals and ends up with, like, black Nubian goat.
To get your goat, you just have to go become a Partially Examined Life citizen at partiallyexaminedlife.com or sign up to support us at the $1 level or higher at patreon.com/partiallyexaminedlife. Because if you don't,
all those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the